Welcome, everyone. This is Karen. We are here for the third in the free series of coronavirus support calls. And this one is on the emotional fallout from the coronavirus. So this is, like I mentioned, a third in the free series to help people not only cope with, but rise above the pandemic that is happening. The first free GFC was to gain distance from the fear of the collective, right, which sort of lit like a wildfire and was really heavy. Still is, but people are kind of getting used to it. So give you distance from that fear. That was the first one. The second one, the second free GFC, was for you to be your best you in the time of crisis and chaos, because, of course, how we show up matters. And it very much not only impacts ourselves, but it impacts the people around us, and it ripples out into the oneness. So if you missed either of these, both of them are still available for free as products on the website sphericalluminosity.com. So if you would like to avail yourself of either of those two or share them with a friend, they are definitely still there for you. So this third GFC, or group frequency calibration, is to help clear out the deeper levels of emotion that are as a result of the pandemic and the circumstances that have been created by the pandemic, especially with the increasingly prolonged and severe level of restriction on our physical and social movements. Okay, so for many of us, this period is coming to an end, but it's been, you know, a few weeks now. So that is what this focus of this GFC is on. Right? So it's not on the pandemic. It's more like tangential in the sense of the circumstances that are now arising as a result. So many people on this call understand the framework of frequency work. And there are a lot of new people on this call. So welcome to all of you new folks. I'm going to talk for a few minutes before I get into the work. And just for those of you who are new, what I say is relatively important. The important thing is the frequency work itself, okay? Because that's where the distortion patterns are removed and how we can stop spinning in the same ruts or experiences that we are in our physical reality. So if you don't understand anything I just said, there's a lot of information on the website under how it works. Okay, so you can check out the science behind it, how it works, what you can expect, how to leverage the most out of this session, et cetera. It's all in there on the How It Works page. There's also, and it's free, and there's also, of course, episodes 1, 2, 3, 4 of Mastering Your World Through Frequencies, also free in podcast or blog to help explain what's happening in case you don't know. Okay, this will also be available as a replay, and you can find it based on the link that you received in your confirmation email. Okay, so if you want this as a tool, you can certainly use it as such, especially because there is still quite a high amount of uncertainty and chaos that's happening as this period progresses. Okay, and so it's helpful to anchor into the higher frequencies of this call to help buoy you to create stability and help you make choices from the best place possible for yourself and for your families. So there are circumstances that definitely suck from a third dimensional experience, or rather these are circumstances that suck from a third dimensional experience. And if you don't understand the context for why this is happening, it can be very, very confusing and a very scary time. Okay, so if you want to understand the bigger picture of why that's happening, I do recommend listening or watching the free podcast on Why is Polarization Happening on the Planet? Okay. And for those of you who are interested in learning about why this transitioning is happening and what we are transitioning to in terms of the new consciousness, I'm giving a special talk and GFC on entering the new consciousness this Thursday. It's actually really pivotal and extremely important. For those of you who want to take that act of power and free will into that new higher level of frequency order. So it is trite but true that when life gives you lemons to make lemonade, things are neither wholly good nor wholly bad. Because good and bad are assessments created by your mind and informed by your distortion patterns. So when, like, because we're human, when we're faced with challenge, we all have different responses, right? So to this particular pandemic, one response can be, this sucks, and I'm going to bury my head in multiple episodes of different things that I can watch on Netflix. Another possibility is, yes, this sucks, and what can I make out of this time that I can grow from, that I can transcend, accelerate from, learn from? So the ability to do what I just said requires distance from our emotions and a certain level of self-mastery and awareness. So my intention with this particular call is to clear the frequency distortion patterns, or the old programs, for those of you who are new, that are the underpinning for these emotions of like powerlessness, frustration, all the different things that we're going to talk about, or release, okay, in this call. So you can use this time as a way to accelerate, to be able to see more clearly what no longer serves you, and to ruthlessly confirm the removal of the distortion patterns that cause you to spin, and to rise up and launch into a new direction or make better choices. Right? So to use this time of stillness to become a better you and to strengthen. So that's the purpose of this call. So here we go, into the work. Okay? The most important part. All right. Become aware of your bodies, please. It's extremely important that this is your anchor point in a time of instability. Your body is a stable point. Okay? Become aware of it. Spacing out on it and not becoming present, not good in times of instability. Okay? So, becoming aware of your body, very important. And of course, you're humans, so you're going to get distracted. I get that. As much as you can, of course. Alrighty. So as you become aware of your body, become aware of the position of your hands. Are your hands always in this position when you sit down or you listen to something or you meditate? How are they today? Good. And now becoming aware, please, of your heartbeat. So either you become still enough internally, this is for people who are a little bit more advanced, but some of you new people can do this too. You become still enough internally that you can feel the resonation of your heart beating within the cavity of your chest. Now, if you can't and you're more physically based and you need to physically put your hand over your physical heart to feel the heartbeat, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and do that. And pay attention to the rhythm of your heartbeat slowing down, becoming more present in our awareness of our body. There's something very comforting about the rhythm of the heartbeat. Good. Becoming aware, please, now, of your breath without changing it. Just notice your breath. In this moment, is it shallow, tight, halting, or is it more full and at ease? Just notice. And now that you have noticed your breath, using this opportunity to deepen it, to allow it to become more full, to allow it to fill not only your chest, but also to cascade into your belly, allowing your belly also to rise and fall. Paying attention to the sensation of your lungs expanding and contracting. Yeah. And now becoming aware of your surroundings. So please become aware of the sounds around you, in addition to the sound of my voice. So the sounds on your end and the sounds on mine. And if you're listening to this on headphones or AirPods, becoming aware of the sound beyond what is immediately right in your ears. Expand the scope of your hearing simply by your intention. Some of you, you will physically hear other little sounds that you hadn't noticed. And some of you will feel a sound. Both are completely great. Good. Now becoming aware of the smells around you, the smell of your soap, laundry detergent of your clothes, the smell in the air around you. Some of you have enough awareness that you can smell the humidity in the air or the dryness. Very nice. Becoming aware now, please, of your sternum, that big thick bone in the center of your chest where your ribs meet in front of your body. And as you become aware of your sternum, we're going to take a nice, big, beautiful breath here together. Inhaling, holding at the top of your breath for a count of four. And whenever you're complete with that four count and have exhaled all the air out of your lungs, holding your breath out, voided breath, for five, for a count of five. For those of you with a very short count, keep your attention on your sternum, breathing normally. And I'm just going to wait for the mastermind to come into coherence and to coalesce so we can have the most momentum on spirit level possible. And as we wait for that to happen, for those of you who are new, please note that I am working on you at the group and the subgroup level, and that I'll be making noises on my end. So you'll likely hear me yawn, or exhale, or even hum. I mean, obviously, I will exhale sharply. Yeah. And I'm working more and more in silence as I access higher and higher frequencies. So if you don't hear me making any noise, please note that I am still working on you. Good. And for those of you who don't know this, if I say something that really resonates with you, it's likely yours. And if you hear me say something that you very much resist, that you think can't possibly be you, likely it is yours. So I invite you to remain open to that possibility and to explore it. Good. Yes. Bring your attention now, please, to your heart space in the center of your chest in your nipple line. This is not your physical heart, okay? This is your energetic heart space. And as you're here in your heart space, we're going to go ahead and ask ourselves the following question. How can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And for those of you who are new, that question again. How can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And as you ask yourself that question, please imagine, sense, feel, or become aware of the space at the very center of your body. Now, for those of you who are quite practiced at it, explore this space. Notice if you go into an assumption of a remembering of what it was, or are you really truly present in it, as if it were brand new? And as you become aware of this vast space, becoming aware of or imagining a brilliance at its very, very center point. And brilliance does not have to mean a visual light. It can mean a feeling of brightness, of tingliness, of warmth, of shimmeriness. However it shows up for you is great. So this brilliance starts to intensify because you have your attention on it. And for some of you, it's going to become so intense that it moves very rapidly. That's great. For some of you, it will be more slowly. Whatever happens for you is wonderful. And for people who are new, this brilliance is simply going to intensify because you have your attention on it. And as it intensifies, it now expands outward, rippling out through all of your cells, like water cascading down a waterfall, rippling out through all of your organs, through your bone structure, expanding ever outwards, through your muscles and your flesh, both on your front body and your back body, out through the pores of your skin, into the space between your physical body and the outer perimeter of your spirit body, which is a sphere at arm's length all around you. Please imagine or notice the intensity of the brilliance within the sphere. And for some of you, the brilliance becomes so intense that the sphere begins to shake or to oscillate from side to side. Just notice if your sphere moves. It may surprise you. If it doesn't, that is okay. If it does, that is okay. Just notice what happens. And now, please become aware of or imagine the space around the sphere. And as you have your attention on this space, I am working on you at spirit level to increase your frequency resonance, irrespective of where you are or what level you are at. And we're doing this from the get-go, so that the session is the most effective possible, because it comes from the highest resonating order. The higher the resonance on spirit level, the higher and faster things can resonate on the physical and therefore change. Good. Okay. Bringing your attention now, please, to your heart space, all the way in the center of your chest, in your nipple line, and the hollow of your throat. Okay. And if you need to put your hands on these two spots to help you keep your focus, go ahead and do that. And if it doesn't help you, then don't. So this first distortion pattern that we're going to release here is, depending on the subgroup you're in, stress, anxiety, or unsettledness. And a small subgroup of you, there's actual like fear, okay? Fear for your safety. And for another small subgroup of you, there is heaviness. From being alone for so long, like an extreme loneliness, okay? And for some of you, an extreme depression. You're like numbing out. All right. So this is a huge variety in subgroup. So it took me a little bit. All you have to do is keep your attention on that point. Those two points. And breathe normally. I'll do the rest. bringing your attention, please, to the very center of your heart space and the center of your solar plexus, which is your solar plexus between your belly button and the base of your sternum. So just find the midpoint of your solar plexus, wherever that is for you. So the midpoint of your solar plexus and the midpoint of your heart space in the center of your chest, in your nipple line. Okay, we need to give you guys more stability. So we need to stabilize you in time and in space. If you're new and you don't understand what that means, it doesn't really matter. Okay, what you need to do is become more present in the present moment in linear time, and also spatially, okay, which is the center point of your spirit body, which is that sphere at arm's length all around you. It is at that point in the zero that we have the most power. It is where we create manifest from. It is where we feel the most connected and at ease. It's extraordinarily important. It's very fundamental for those of you who are most experienced. And it's where we can slip out of very easily, especially as we have more and more chaos around us. Okay, and our own emotions start to pick up the emotions of others. So what I'm going to do here is we're going to push out the emotion, urgencies, thoughts of others, and then pull you back in to the zero point in time and in space, so that when you make your choices, you're coming from a stable, grounded place that is of the highest level of connection. Okay, there we go. Just keep your attention on those two points, center of the heart, center of the solar plexus. First, pushing out all these emotions, thought forms, urgencies from other, this includes the media. Giving you more space from your own emotions and thoughts. And then we'll pull you guys to the zero point. I'm just going to go over in a few minutes. It's very important. For some of you, you don't quite realize yet that your thoughts and emotions are not you. We're giving you a little more space so you can start to recognize that they're simply information for you. The more space we have from them, the more we can observe and notice the patterns that are causing them. So this is very empowering. Giving you more space. For those of you who have been doing this work for longer, You can never have enough space. Giving you this so you have it more of the time. And you can hold you neutral. Even better. Keep your attention on those 2 points still. We're going to pull you first into the present moment in linear time. Bring you to the center point, the 0 point space for you. And for most of you, you're feeling this sense of stillness, calm, stability, more good, and ease and presence at the same time. Just rest here for a moment. For others of you, a small subgroup, it's a little weird. You're like, I'm not used to this. But as you allow yourself to rest in this space, you'll start to experience or feel or perceive some of the things I just mentioned. If even for just a brief moment or two. Very good. Yeah, bringing your attention to your heart space, please. So sometimes when we let things go, even if we know that they no longer serve us, we kind of hang on to those things because we're human. And we sometimes grieve the loss of things that we recognize don't really serve us. It's just sad because they've been with us a long time. So I'm going to release this attachment to these things that no longer serve so you can release them even more completely. This is on an emotional level. So releasing the distortion pattern behind it so it's easier for you on an emotional level. Okay. Yeah. And becoming aware of the back of your heart space. This is the fear of the unknown. Okay, so this is shifting all the time, obviously, since the unknown is always changing as we learn and know more things. The unknown, the uncertainty. And for a small subgroup, actually, it's not that small, it's a medium-sized subgroup of you. The lack of trust in self. To be able to coast in the unknown, to be able to manage, to make the best choices, to transcend. Bring you that. Bringing your attention now, please, to your xiphoid process, right at the base of your sternum. So again, that sternum is that big, thick bone in the center of your chest. So if you were to trace it with your finger, and you went all the way to its base, its bottom, and it turned into flesh, that fleshy point, which is a bit tender when you press on it, that is your xiphoid process. Bring your attention there, please, and about 3 inches or 7 centimeters directly beneath it towards your belly button. For clearing out, resetting, integrating the pain body. Because your pain body has a memory. And it will remember you before the distortion patterns are removed, which makes it harder to integrate and detox. Makes it much, much faster. Good. So for those of you who would like to listen to this again, this replay here is for you, should you need it. Listen to it as many times as you like. The more you listen to it, the more you feel compelled to listen to it, the more the frequency work has time to take hold. This is for the new people. There is, as I mentioned, a free podcast and video series. Where we discuss how things really work on spirit level. And most importantly, there's a free GFC like this at the end of every episode except one. So it is free, and you have a lot of time right now in lockdown to listen to them. So you can use that however you want. And as I mentioned, if you want to understand more about why this chaos is happening from spirit perspective, I am giving a special talk in GFC on new consciousness, what it means to you, how things are shifting, how you can participate, and how that affects the choices that you get to make. That's this Thursday. So I'm going to leave you here in this space for as long as you'd like, and I look forward to working with you on the next GFC.